Our praise is for you, O God, and so our worship is to you, O God, and our praise and our worship is to you, O God, and Father, we honor you, O God. We honor your name this morning, O God, for being God. Hallelujah. We honor you this morning, Father. Lord God, you are our God, and we are your people. Lord God, you have no rival, O God. Hallelujah. You have no equal on this morning. You are our origin, God. You are everything we need and more, Father. You are faithful. You are true. Lord God, hallelujah. You are our advocate. You are our chief intercessor. We follow you and we are led by you, Lord God, by prayer on this morning. We follow and we are led by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. We thank you on this morning, O God. Hallelujah. For being our God, for placing your mark upon us, O God. We thank you for touching us again. We thank you for life, health, and strength, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for your holiness, O God. Hallelujah, Father, Lord God, that pulls us in on this morning, O God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, God, for our holiness, O God, that recalibrates us day by day, moment by moment, O God. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you this morning, O God. Hallelujah, as we are blessing you and we're honoring you, pouring all of our affections and all of our adoration upon you, O God. Hallelujah, the purity of who you are. Hallelujah, the wonder, Lord God, in the splendor of who you are, the excellency of who you are, Father. Hallelujah, God, the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah, we stand, Lord God, in awe, O God. Hallelujah, of your mighty works, the works of your hands. O God, we stand in awe of your authority and your power. Lord God, and we worship you, Lord God. We worship you, God, because of who you are, Lord God, not because of what you have done, Lord God, and what you have done is great and mighty, but God, we worship you as your children because we love you, Jesus. Hallelujah, you are perfect in all of your ways. You are a good, good Father, oh God, and we praise you as our Creator and our God. We praise you as our Father, one who speaks to his children, one who establishes his presence with his children, one who glories, hallelujah, andabakaya, glories at the fact, Lord God, that we are his children, who loves us, who hovers over us like a mother hen, who broods over his chicks. God, we release the sound of worship on this morning, oh God, hallelujah, in obedience and accordance to your word, Father. Lord God, we stand today, oh God, declaring that you are God. Hallelujah. And that you are our King. You were never elected. You were never appointed. Hallelujah. But you are enthroned by your very own nature. You reign forever, O God. You are not threatened, O God, by darkness. You are not threatened by rebellion. You are not threatened by ignorance. You are not threatened by delay. Lord God, you rule over chaos. You rule over the powers of this world. Lord God, you are in control. You are sovereign, O God. You govern over it all, O God. All authority belongs to you. All power belongs to God. And we praise your name this morning. We praise the name of Jesus. We praise the name of the Almighty God. And we worship you, Lord God. We don't worship a God that's distant from us. We don't worship a God that's transactional. We worship a God that is present, that is intentional, that is meticulous. You don't manage us. You shepherd us, oh God. You don't tolerate us. God, you delight in us, oh God, and we honor you, oh God, for loving us, oh God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father, on this morning, oh God, for loving us beyond our faults, for loving us, oh God, for seeing us through your perfection. Lord God, for seeing us through your righteousness, through the righteousness of your Son, Jesus. Lord God, thank you for seeing us through the blood on this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, that your blood, oh God, it prevails for us today. Thank you, Father, thank you, Lord God, that the blood is our propitiation. Lord God, we acknowledge the blood of Jesus this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. The living testimony that is still speaking on our behalf. The blood that was shed, oh God, for the remission of our sins. We honor the blood, oh God, as heaven's final verdict over sin, death. Oh God, hallelujah. Accusation, separation. We thank you, Lord God, for the blood that speaks better things than Abel. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, for the blood that does not cry for vengeance, but it cries out for redemption. Thank you for the blood, oh God, that does not expose us to shame, but covers us with righteousness. Thank you for the blood, Lord God, that silences every opposing witness, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that by the blood of Jesus, Lord God, that we have access to the Father, access, oh God, we have access to mercy, oh God, on today, because of the blood of the Lord. We thank you for the blood. Thank you for the blood of Jesus over our minds on this morning. Lord God, thank you, Lord God, that we have access to your throne. Oh God, on the day, God, we stand, oh God, Lord God, and we enter, Lord God, through the door of your Son, Jesus. You said no man can come to the Father unless he come through the Son. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that as we pray this morning, Lord God, we enter by the blood of Jesus. Lord God, you said if any man try to go in another way, that he is a thief and a liar. Lord God, and we go, God, through the legal andaya bakaya, through the legal door of Jesus on this morning. We're not thieves. Lord God, we're not robbers. Lord God, we are your children. And we enter, oh God, through the door of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for giving us access this morning to your throne, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that we are not barred away from you. Lord God, but thank you, Father, that we have covenant with you, Father. Thank you that you are a covenant-keeping God. Thank you, Father, Thank you for the covenant that we have with you, Father. Lord God, thank you, O that we are bound to you, O God, through your covenant, O God. We are bound to you by your promise. We are bound to you by your word and your oath to your people, O God. Thank you on this morning, O God. Long before we were aware of who you are, you established covenant with us. Lord God, and we thank you and we honor you, O God, for being faithful beyond generations, for being faithful beyond our memory, for being faithful, O God, before our capacity to fully grasp who you are. We thank you, Lord God, for the covenant of God. Hallelujah, Father. Lord God, that is not ever going to be able to be negotiated. Oh God, thank you, Lord, this morning. Hallelujah, for, oh God, hallelujah, for covenant with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, thank you, Lord God. Lord God, that covenant is not dependent upon our faithfulness. Covenant is not dependent upon our lineage. Covenant is not even dependent upon our obedience, but it's dependent upon you. And that's what we can stand today. And we can know, Father, Lord God, that you are the true and living God. Lord God, and that covenant is not ratified, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but it's secure, hallelujah, by the resurrection of your Son. It's sustained by your Spirit. And we stand in agreement this morning with your covenant today. We declare, Lord God, that your covenant, oh God, it brings us closer to you. We declare, Lord God, that covenant brings belonging. Oh God, we are not visitors. We are not strangers. We are not foreigners, oh God. Hallelujah. We are established by the redemption of the blood. We are sons and daughters, oh God. We stand in relationship with you, Father. Lord God, and we declare, Lord God, that covenant establishes, oh God, responsibility. As we learned on Sunday, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. Lord God, that you don't just want to redeem us, but God, that you want to make us a place of a habitation for you, oh God. God, you are our refuge. You, God, are our covenant. You, God, are our authority, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that this covenant, it trains our obedience. It refines our character. It shapes our alignment. And so we submit to your will again, Father. Lord God, not to our preferences, not to our own timing, but to the order of your covenant, oh God. Thank you, God, for the covenant, oh God, that you swore to Abraham, Lord God, that you fulfilled through Christ. Lord God, we thank you this morning, oh God, and we receive responsibility for what we are inheriting, oh God. We receive the wisdom, oh God, to carry covenant with honor. Hallelujah. Lord God, we will steward this covenant with our very life, God. We will steward the covenant of God, Lord God, with responsibility in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, oh God, we renounce every casual approach to covenant. We repent, oh God, for treating covenant lightly, oh God. We repent on this morning, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, oh God, we're taking the commitment, Lord God, conditionally, God, and we realign our hearts to walk uprightly before you, oh God, not as slaves, oh God, in the name of Jesus, but as sons, but as sons, but as sons, but as sons. We thank you, God, that our lives and our hearts are aligned to you as your sons on this morning. Any casualness in us, anywhere we have chosen, oh God, to see this as an option, Father, we realign our hearts this morning. And we take on the responsibility, oh God. We recommit ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to the responsibility that you have given to our hands as covenant keepers and stewards of the covenant. You are righteous in all of your ways. You are righteous in all of your ways. You are righteous in all of your ways. And we repent on this morning, oh God. Hallelujah, Father, where we've gotten familiar with your righteousness. God, we repent on this morning, oh God, for speaking your name in vain, for carrying your name, oh God. Lord God, without speaking it, oh God, knowing that we are carrying weight when we carry your name, knowing that we are carrying power when we carry your name, Lord God, and we repent, Lord God, for being casual, Lord God, with the things and the power that you have given on the inside of us, oh God. Father, we turn our hearts back to your holiness. We turn our hearts back to your holy fear. We turn our hearts back to holy reverence. Hallelujah. And we even repent this morning for disordered priorities, for giving attention to what, Lord God, or giving, Lord God, priority to things, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father, without giving you first priority, oh God. Lord God, we pray, God, today for forgiveness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we repent this morning, oh God, and turn away, oh God, from anything, Lord God, that takes the place of you being first in our lives. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you are first. You are the head. You are the head of the church, and you are the head of our life. And Lord God, anything, Lord God, that comes in front of that, we repent today, and we put you back in your rightful place. We put you back on the altar of our heart. We pass you back in the position that you have always supposed to be in. You are first. You are first. You are first. You are first in our lives. You are first in our lives. You get the first word. You get the first. Hallelujah. Come on. We get the first piece of Jesus this morning. We get the first piece of Jesus this morning. We get the first piece of Jesus this morning. When our eyes open, when our mouths open, when our heads lift off the pillow, you get the first. Hey, you get the first. You get the tithe of our worship. Hallelujah. You get the tithe of our praise. You get the tithe of our energy. God, you are first in our lives. You are first. You are the head of our life. You are the head of the church. You are the head, oh God, of the kingdom. Yeah, I hear the Spirit of the Lord giving us a warning in the Spirit. I hear the Spirit of the Lord giving us a warning against casualness. I hear the Spirit saying that our casualness is causing us to be dull in the Spirit. He's saying what once was approached with reverence has been handled with familiarity. What once was acquired in preparation has been handled without being able to pause first. We got to pause even before we pray to hear what the Spirit, even prayer sometimes, we handle it casually. Not because we desire to, not because we're meaning to. We don't have any ill intention when we do it, but God is He's dealing with our casualness with Him, that even when we're praying, that we pause to hear how He wants us to pray, how the tone of our voice, how He wants us to approach Him. He's saying this morning, that this is not about sin as much as it is about posture. He's saying casualness is not rebellion. It is neglect. It is neglect. It is dressed as comfort. It is the slow erosion of honor that happens when access increases, but awe does not. And so as we pray, we got to pray from a place of awe. Hey, we got to pray from a place of the Spirit is confronting the way that sacred things have been handled. Prayer being offered up without really being attentive, with not really listening. Worship being given without awareness. So as we continue in prayer this morning, we're going to pray from a place of awe, because this is what God is asking from all of us. Although I am the one that is speaking right now, it applies to me too. Because we don't want casualness to blunt our discernment. It begins to lower our discernment when we're casual on that. So we're making that correction this morning, Father. We're making that correction this morning, God. We're making that correction now, Father. Father, we're repenting, oh God, as you are inviting us into the place, oh God, of recalibration again, recalibrating our posture, recovering our reverence for you, in the name of Jesus, oh God, how we handle holy things, how we handle the access to you. Father, we're coming to you as a body this morning. And Amon, come on, pray into that right there. Pray into that right there. And Amon, greater measure requires greater attentiveness. Greater measure requires greater attentiveness. And Father, we thank you. And we put all of our attentiveness on you this morning. We don't cry and moan about what you're asking us to do. God, we just shift. We just recalibrate. We just adjust. Because we desire to please you, God. We desire to please you in all our ways. Hallelujah. In all of our ways, Father. Father, we promise, oh God, to slow down. Lord God, we promise, oh God, to recalibrate our posture. We we promise, Father, the handle things, Lord God, they're holy, as holy again, Father. Lord God, we promise, oh God, to handle the sanctuary, Lord God, with holy hands, with clean and pure hands and hearts, in the name of Jesus. The Spirit of God is saying what is coming cannot be carried casually. He's saying what is coming cannot be carried casually. He said what is coming cannot be carried casually. It has to be it has to be handled carefully and attentively, says the Lord. He wants us to know that he corrects what he intends to preserve. He wants us to know this morning that he corrects what he intends to preserve. He wants us to know this morning that he corrects what he intends to preserve. He is saying this morning what he corrects, he intends to preserve. And so he's confronting our chasmness because he's increasing our responsibility. He wants us to know this morning that greater measure requires greater attentiveness. So he's calling you in to more meticulousness. He's calling us in into refinement. And our hearts bow to it this morning, Father. Our hearts bow to it this morning. Our hearts bow to it this morning. Our hearts bow to it this morning. We will walk with you, God, attentively. We will walk with you, Father, attentively. We will handle holy things, oh God, with attention. We will handle holy things with awareness. We will handle holy things with humility. We will handle holy things with honor. We declare today that we will walk with you attentively. We declare today that our discernment is sharpened. We recognize the difference between access, Lord God, and authorization. And we move only by your instruction. We move only by your instruction. We move only by your instruction. And that's what sets us apart, that we are not longing, oh God, Lord God, to be seen. We are not longing, oh God, to do it our own way. And that's what sets you apart, saith the Lord, because you desire to do it my way. You desire to do it my way. You desire to do it my way, saith the Lord. And the Lord says, I look upon your obedience this morning, and I will preserve and honor you, saith the Lord. And people shall know that you are mine. And people shall know that when you come into a space, that you belong to God because of your submitted posture to me, because of the quick way you submit to my will and to my correction. I will always keep my presence with you. I will always keep my presence amongst you, saith the Lord. And my soul, our hearts bow to you this morning. Our hearts and our mouths bow to you. Our hearts and our mouths bow to your name. Bow to the throne of God. We choose you every time. We choose you every time. We choose you every time. We choose you every time, God. We choose you. We choose you, God. We choose you, God. We choose you, God. Yea, though you slay me, I still choose you, Asheke. You are the King of glory, and we worship you. You are the King of glory, and we worship you. You are the King of glory, and we worship you. You are the King of glory, and we worship you. You are the King of glory, and we worship you. You are the King of glory. You are the King of glory, and we worship you. You are the King of glory, and we worship you. You are the King of glory, and we worship you. You are the King of splendor, and we worship you. King of wonder, you are, you are. King of glory, you are. King of glory, you are. Oh, na ye le 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 ya ya.
Yes, God.
As you're sitting this morning, I want you to use your spirit eyes. I want you to use your spirit eyes this morning. Every one of you has eyes in the spirit. And I want you to use them this morning. I want you to open them and see. See. I'm going to tell you where I am right now. I'm standing at the edge of the shore at a beach. And where I am, the sun is rising in the distance. And the water is hitting my feet just at the very top. And I'm standing looking in the distance as the water is semi-calm. The temperature is cool. And I behold the glory of my King. There's no worry where I am, just peace, just God, just love. What do you see this morning? What do you see with the eyes of your spirit? Where has God caused you to go? Prayer should take you somewhere. It should elevate you above this realm. If you're here and you would like to share what you see, you can come now.
I see, even as you began to actually speak, it was like I was already being placed there, and it looks like at a mountain, at the edge of a mountain or like a cliff, a high regime, and it's not quite bright. It's like still like the dawning of day. But I can actually see and sense that it's not just the morning dew and mist, but there is a glory cloud there. And even if the glory cloud rests, the breaking of day, the sun is beginning to peek and rise at the same time. And I'm not afraid, even though I'm at a very high peak. It's a mountain or a cliff. And I'm not scared. Even though it's very hot. And there is a glory cloud. There is a glory cloud that is resting. Even in front of me, all around, it is filling the whole, the earth, that part that I see in front of me, but it's all around. And it's resting. It's not rising or lowering. It's resting. But the breaking of day is peeking through. That's what I see.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be well, daughter. Be well this morning. Prophet DeMarcus, what do you see?
I see an open field. It's almost like there is no end to the field. So really wide space. And in the distance, I see a huge waterfall. And I believe that what the Lord is showing is where He's giving me room, giving me capacity, room to choose, room to heal, room to expand. Thank you, Jesus. Room to expand. But at the same time, in the distance, I can see the outpour. I can see that I'm not striving towards the outpour, but I'm being prepared towards it. I'm being prepared for it. And it's almost like there is no rush in the field to get to the waterfall. It's preparation to receive what the water carries. So what I believe the Lord is saying is there is capacity before the overflow. That's what I see.
See well, prophet. Sierra, what do you see?
I also saw an open field. Like wind hitting the tall grass, but there's no end to it. It's like an infinity field.
Keep looking. Keep looking. Some of your spirit eyes are not all the way open yet, but they're coming open. Keep looking within. Keep looking within. Let God open them at the appointed time. Don't feel pressure. Don't feel frustration. At the appointed time, they will be fully open. Apostle Fash, what do you see?
Typically, when
can't hear you. Can't hear you. Your phone's muffled. Your phone is muffled.
Can you hear me better?
Much better.
Yeah. Okay. Typically, when I am deeply in intercession, I have a vision of the throne of God, and that's what I saw this morning. sitting. I saw the throne of God, and I saw just being seated at His feet. My head was laid at His feet, and the feeling that I felt, and I also still feel, is serene and peace and love and overwhelm. That's what I saw. Mm.
Beautiful. Keep seeing. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. Stay there. See, people of God. See in the realm of the Spirit. You are Spirit people. This land is not your home. Your nature, when you came into this realm, was corrupted because of sin. But because you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, been bought and purchased by His blood, your nature has changed. You have the nature of the Son of God. Thank you, Father. Connect spirit to spirit and see. Jamise, what do you see this morning?
At a high altitude, there is an aerial view of what appears to be a farmland. And on this land are several different buildings or huts, all of which are a muted color, but there's one that's extremely illuminated, and it's red. And it has three different parts to it. And it's a huge land, but it's filled with several different buildings. And that's what I see.
Amen. Stay there. Practice staying in the Spirit when God brings you into a vision, when He brings you into a sensing, a knowing, when He heightens your feelings, your touch, what you're feeling via touch, or your smell. Lean into that. Don't brush it away. Don't let it escape you because you think someone's going to call you crazy. The Lord wants us to be very familiar with His realm, the third heavens. Not the second, but the third. He wants us to be acquainted with a realm that's higher than a principality or a power or spiritual wickedness. He wants us to see from our feet. So as you go about your day today, we're going to release the line. But as you go about your day today, use your spiritual senses. Just like you have natural senses, see, hear, smell, touch, feel. Those same senses apply in the spirit. May there be a heightening of your senses. I speak that over you today, that there's a heightening of your sight, of your smell, of your touch, of your hearing, of your sight, by the mighty name of Jesus. If there was anything that the Lord gave you, prophets, in prayer, other than what you saw, you can come. If not, then we will release the line and we'll meet back here at 12. I'll be moving around that time, but I will be on the line at 12. And I know that many of you, it's Saturday, and there will be a lot of movement as well. So whoever is here, we're going to pray. But I thank God for this time with God and with you. With God and with you. Prophets, do you have anything?
I don't have anything, Apostle.
Amen.
No money.
Okay. Apostle Fash? Okay. Anyone on the line? Denitra, anything from the Lord this morning?
Grace and peace. Just to remain where he's at. To remain under him. Because that's where we are safe at. That's where he can form us, define us, and refine us at. Just to remain where he's at. That was all.
Amen. We will remain under the shadow of his wings. He shall hide us there in that place, in his secret place, in his pavilion. We give glory to God. We love you. We give God praise for you. More grace.
More grace.
More grace.
More grace.